Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is Thursday, February 5, 2026, and today we are digging into a corner of the Australian economy that has, well, it's just quietly become an absolute juggernaut. We're talking about mortgage broking. They've just hit this massive milestone, contributing, what, $4.1 billion to the economy.
It's a staggering figure. It really is. But what's really fascinating here isn't just that number. It's the structural shift behind it. I mean, we've gone from what was basically a fragmented cottage industry.
Right, like a sole operator working out of their spare room.
Exactly. And now it's a sophisticated, almost institutional-grade asset class. Brokers are now responsible for, what is it, 75% of all new home loans?
75%. That's huge market dominance. So our mission today is to really uncover the engine behind all this growth. We're looking at something called trail books. Now, for anyone who's not familiar, these used to be, well, just a passive retirement annuity, right? A little drip feed of cash.
A little something for later, yeah. Yeah.
But now, they've become liquid gold. They're fueling this high-stakes, almost bull market of acquisitions. So let's unpack this. Why are these books suddenly being treated like high-grade collateral?
Well, it all started from a specific friction point.
Hmm.
For a very long time, traditional banks, just pretty, they didn't know how to value trail income. So if a broker wanted to borrow money, say to expand, a bank might take 6 months for due diligence.
6 months. Wow.
And then they'd usually demand the broker put up their own house as security.
Which is terrifying. You're literally betting the family roof on a business loan.
Precisely. So a solution emerged. We're now seeing this wave of niche lenders, companies like CoCredit and Broker Capital. They're filling that gap with what they call asset-light lending.
Okay, asset-light. So they're not looking at your house.
No. They look at the trail book itself as a security.
And the speed is just incredible. I was reading about CoCredit. They're using some kind of proprietary automated tech. No P&Ls, no balance sheets needed. They can value a book and get you funding in as little as 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
And Broker Capital is talking about approvals in 24 hours. That kind of speed, it just, it changes the whole game. It's not just about survival anymore.
No, it's about scaling. There's this great case study of a broker named Nitish.
Mm-hmm.
He used a loan not just to keep the lights on, but to actually acquire a competitor's book and hire staff. He went from, you know, grinding away day to day to more of a coaching role, all without risking his house.
And that's the kind of activity that's driving valuations to, well, to historic highs. We're in a full-blown bull market. The median multiple for a trail book is now around 2.39 times annual earnings. Some deals are pushing 3.
Okay, but, and there's always a, but not all loans in those books are equal, are they? What separates a gold mine from, I guess, a landmine here?
It comes down to one word, seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like a Goldilocks zone for loans. First, you have the 0 to 24-month period. This is the danger zone. High risk of clawback.
Clawback meaning you have to return your commission if the client leaves early.
Exactly. And if a book has a clawback rate over, say, 15%, it's a huge red flag for a lender.
Got it. So you really want clients to stick around for longer than 2 years.
That's it. Which brings us to the sweet spot, the Goldilocks zone. That's 24 to 60 months. The loans are sticky. The client is settled in. But, crucially, they haven't paid down enough of the principal to really reduce your trail income. After 60 months, you start hitting diminishing returns as the loan balance drops.
That makes perfect sense. And I imagine access to that cash flow is more critical than ever, especially with that payday super reform that kicks in this July.
Oh, that's a huge external pressure. It's squeezing liquidity for a lot of businesses. So having fast access to capital from your trail book becomes essential.
But it can't just be the Wild West out there. The regulators must be watching this boom pretty closely.
Oh, they are. You can bet on it. ASIC has flagged both mortgage broking and private credit as top enforcement priorities for 2026. They're focused on the best interest duty and making sure these valuations are transparent.
And there was a warning I saw from Jeff Zolman at Trailblazer Finance that really stood out. He said the industry might be, and this is a quote, pumped up on somebody else's juice.
It's a vivid image, isn't it?
Hmm.
What he means is that these high valuations might be driven more by rising property prices and less by the actual underlying quality of the businesses. Runoff rates are stabilizing, which is good, but it's a key metric to watch.
So when you put it all together, what have we got? The industry has clearly matured. Brokers aren't just writing loans anymore. They're building genuine enterprises with proper systems and now liquid assets. It's pretty impressive.
It is. It's the professionalization of an entire sector, really.
But I do want to leave you with one final provocative thought. In a market where all these valuations are being driven by bull sentiment and, you know, a hot property market, What happens to all these highly leveraged acquisitions if that property market flatlines or even corrects? Are brokers buying growth or are they just buying risk?
That is the multi-billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.